I just wanted to open up with a little note about John Glenn. It seemed like this has been a weird year for me and noting people, but he was special to me. I guess special people, there's a lot of them in my life. And for him, for me, it was what he did. You know, when you think about being the first American in orbit, wow. And, you know, I love flying. And I know Elon Musk is trying to get people to go a one-way trip to Mars. And I was thinking, would I do that? Would I love to do something? I would. I don't know if I'm brave enough to do it, but you know, John Glenn was a hero to me. I know he's an Ohio boy and all that, and was a classy person. And I hate to see him pass on, but I know I know he's going to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery, which again is an awesome place. But I was kind of hoping selfishly he would maybe get a last ride up into the cosmos to go that way. But anyway, on to the Browns.
You guys probably aren't going to have to contend with A.J. Green mm-hmm. this weekend. What impact does that have on you guys?
Well, it helps. It helps when one of the premier players does not play. Obviously, you like to see him. I know Joe would like to see him again. I know in the past few games, Joe has relished the chance to go against, you know, the top guys, and A.J. is one of those guys. But in their absence, or in his absence, Cincinnati is kind of relied on a receiver by committee, and Andy Dalton had an excellent game last week against Philly, and I think he is probably now maybe relying on different people, not necessarily going to one read.
Is it a Geo out too? I mean, is it such a different preparation for you with both of those guys?
It is watching them on film, because I'm used to seeing those guys there. But, you know, Rex Burkhead, he's picked up the place where Gio is out. And they seem to be, Ken Zampezi seems to be doing the same things with him. So it doesn't look like he's calling a different game. I think the thing you see is probably Andy Dalton is probably relying on more guys than he would have in the past.
Obviously, the first meeting they had, huge days, mm-hmm. 559 yards. What are the biggest teaching points that you're trying to take from that as you prepare for this one?
If we do things right, teams don't do that to you. And it just comes down to really playing sound fundamental football, and I think the guys realize that now. And I think they've really taken into how to study film and what the other team is trying to do. And then some of it's just personal pride and playing the best that we can.
How tough is it to lose Derek Kindred?
Yeah, especially hard when it wasn't on the football field for us. I'm sure for him also. For him, it was a process coming on to learning how to play NFL football. And obviously you want all your players on the field at all times. And it looked like he was taking that growth spurt to understand football and how to play and what we ask and expect of him. So, we want our good players to be on the field, and it's unfortunate that he's not going to be. But, that's what happens in the NFL. Sometimes you have to just go to the next guy.
Who do you turn to now?
Committee. We're just going to play a bunch of guys and let them play and, get experience and we'll roll guys through.
Could you talk about Ogba? Has he steadily kind of grown all season long?
Yeah, I think for him, when you're a big man inside, especially a young big man, very young, I think football is football, but then it's big boy football. And, it's different in the trenches. And I know he's strong, but you put on a different kind of strength in the NFL, that some of it's just will and want to and heart and determination. And once you realize that these guys are grown men that you're playing with, I think it takes a little adjustment to that kind of football. But he is growing, and he's getting smarter. And that's the thing that's hard to quantify is how do you perceive what they're learning or what they're doing? And sometimes it's as subtle as learning how to take on a double team or where the guy is leaning. But he's progressing. And my last word to him yesterday as he was walking out, two sacks, and he just smiled and said, yeah, coach.
You use him in line. I mean, is he pretty much down lineman, though?
we're going to use guys, and I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, as you watch all the film that you watch, you like to have pieces that you can move around, chess pieces and experiment and stuff. And I like guys that can play multiple positions, and he can. And I think we're going to benefit from his experiment of standing up, hand on the ground, moving around, where you have to account for him at different places. And I think he likes that. I think he likes that we envision him as a versatile player and a smart player.
How did your self-scouting go over the bye week, and what conclusions did you draw about what you need to do or what needs to happen?
Most of it was looking, obviously, at us, and then obviously looking at me and what we're calling and what we're doing and how to put our players in the best position. And as you watch football, sometimes you overcomplicate things, I think. And really what I hope to do is put our players in a position to succeed. And that's what I learned. Just, you know, give them calls that they're comfortable with and allow them to make plays. And I think coming back, obviously we've talked about, you know, what's important to us and how you study and what we've learned. And I think the guys have taken that to heart and understand, because we've had a really good week of practice. So I'm excited for this weekend.
Ray, you guys obviously, Eifert came back in your first meeting, but he was very limited. What do you have to contend with now that he's, you know, back playing a lot?
Yeah, he's healthy. He hadn't played for a long time. And with the injuries on their side, I would hope and believe that Andy would probably think, I know I can count on 85 to be where he's supposed to be. So, you know, we'll have to be aware of where he's at, where they move him at, why are they putting him where they put him at. And we really have to just play a sound game. And for us, you know, we've got to get some turnovers, and that's going to be the key to us. So whether it's Eifert or whether it's Croft or whether it's Burkhead or Hill, you know, they're all capable. And, you know, we just want to play an inspired game, because it's a big game for us.